back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody listening to go to the Devil Radio website. First of all, there's a up in the menu bar, there's a the word Support Devil Radio. Many of you called in, how can we support Devil Radio? Click on it. It gives you a lot of ideas how you can support Devil Radio. I'll tell you what. And number two, you can download the Devil Radio app from our website, Apple, Google. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Great reception, your favorite shows. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's on your mind?
Yeah, maybe you covered this already, but since Bradigan has sent out those things and presented those as legal documents or subpoenas, and since they're not actually legal documents, they are not signed by Robin Voss or the, as I understand it, with the Secretary of the Assembly, you know, the Secretary of the Assembly, maybe I've got that one wrong, but could she be prosecuted for fraud, or, you know, because she's misrepresenting those things as actually legal documents? And I don't know if fraud is because she's, the little thing they're doing pulling now is not actually a legal. If she proceeds without the signatures of Robin Voss and the other authorized person that can sign those things, is she committing a crime? And I don't care if she thinks she can do this stuff or not. I mean, because she believes she can do this, and she can't under strict legal authority do this, presenting this stuff as legal documents and trying to, you know, and coercing and intimidating people with this stuff, that be charged with the crime. Likewise, that if any of these officers flash their weapons or anything like this, can they also be charged with a menacing crime because they have no legal authority to be flashing their guns and, you know, making sure people, you know, pat their weapon when they go in there and use that as an intimidation tactic. I mean, did you have to come down? If these people step over the line, put one baby toe over the line, you come down on them with both feet and their asses need to go to jail.
Right. You know, that is a profound question. I want to unpack it because there's a lot of legal issues. It's very important for everybody to know it. First of all, it's true that ignorance of the law is no excuse. Back in Britain in the 19th century, there's an immigrant from India who killed his wife. And he was arrested, and he said, well, in India, I'm permitted to do that. She's my property, and I wanted to marry somebody else and do this and that. And a judge ruled that ignorance of the law is no excuse, that it didn't matter what his customs were back home. And in those days, they hanged him, but, you know, nowadays they put him in prison for life. So ignorance of the law is no excuse. That said, let me give you an example, because signing a document like a subpoena or a certification, and I'll explain in a second. That can be a felony, but in this particular case, I wouldn't expect that it would be charged for this reason. What even worse was when the Republicans convened their own electors. Do you remember that after the election, after November 3rd? And they came up with a contrary set of electors. One of them was a member of the Election Commission, believe it or not. And there were people from the legislature, Republicans, at that meeting. And when Tony Evers convened the electors meeting for Biden, because he was the one who won the election, they, Voss and his people, gave a conference room, and there was a contrary electors meeting, and they came up with Trump electors. They sent that into the Senate. That's required for electors. That, I think, was a criminal offense because it certified, they said, that these were the properly elected electors. That was false, and it was sent to the U.S. Senate. Now, I'll tell you what, that's not going to get prosecuted because at some point, when you have something as high profile and political as that, and it was not sort of sneakily done and anything, it was right out in the open and everybody understood. It was predicated on their false statement that the election had been fraudulent in some respect. As fraudulent as that is, no prosecutors are going to prosecute that as a felony. What they may do They can do a lot of other things. Any lawyers involved can be disciplined by the bar and so forth. So let's go to Janelle Branchen of Menominee Falls. She issues this subpoena. It's a worthless subpoena, but and I'll be honest with you, even if Voss had signed it and the chief clerk had signed it, I would represent Milwaukee and Dane County, well, in this case, Milwaukee and Brown County, go into court, and that is a worthless subpoena too for different reasons. But nobody's going to prosecute a member of the assembly issuing a subpoena like that if she herself signs it, simply because Voss hasn't signed it. Technically, you're right. Technically, you're right. However, the easy way to remedy that for Voss is he signs it, even though right now he's afraid to sign it because he realizes that the Republican Party in Wisconsin is going full frontal QAnon, and he realizes that's a disaster. He's getting no suburban votes to speak of in Ozaukee and Waukesha County after that. He really is not. And in Western Wisconsin, they're not going to put up with that. So the fact of the matter is, yes, it was wrong of her to do it, but there's a thing called prosecutorial discretion. And every day prosecutors have to sit there and think, is this something worth going to the mat for? Are these the right facts? And there are plenty of right facts. You may remember a group called the Posse Comitatus up in Shawano, and they had them over in Neillsville and a lot of places. They would go in and file false liens on the property of people they didn't like, judges, Democrats. They even did it to the sister of the governor, Jim Doyle's sister, Katie Doyle, a friend of mine, I know Katie, and they try to tie up her house. Now, when you do something like that, that now is a felony. And if they did something like that, if something like Branchen had, for instance, tried to put a, because you can't put a lien, there's no financial consequence, but somehow recorded some objection that was patently false, they would prosecute that. But that isn't what she did. What she did is she issued a subpoena as chair of a committee, and she's going to say it doesn't require Voss's signature. They'll say it does. You're absolutely right. It did require his signature. It was still illegitimate in my view and should have been beaten, but the sanction isn't going to be a felony conviction. The sanction is simply going to be what we're doing here, talking this out. And in my judgment, I'll say it again, the reason we have prosecutors is you go in there and you hold up the law that says they can't do this for 22 months. Do what? I'm not saying that they can't try to investigate, even though it's fraudulent. That has to be dealt with politically. But they better not turn over a single voting machine to that clown. They better not turn over a single ballot to that clown, because that is a violation of federal law. And what they should do is email her back and say what you have done is barred by federal law. I suggest you submit that to the Attorney General. And Josh Cole will back that up. They won't submit it to the Attorney General. They don't want independent advice. They want skullduggery in politics. They'll hire somebody at your expense. Do you know how much money in your state income taxes has gone to their skullduggery? To lawyers? Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Millions. Then they object to some millions for education. But these lawyers, they're not cheap. These lawyers are not cheap. Gabeman's one of the cheapest, and he's 11 grand a month. A lot of these others, the local council's 300 bucks an hour. At a state, you know, these are high-priced people. It's coming out of your pocket. So if you are a Republican or an independent and you think it's neat to fund all this stuff, go right ahead. Go right ahead. So, Mark, thanks a lot. You raised a lot of good issues. Disturbing development from Kevin McCarthy. He had a meeting with his caucus. He's the minority leader of the Republicans in the House, and they have decided that if they win in 2022, and he's the speaker, they are going to remove from some Democrats from committees in retaliation for Nancy Pelosi's removing Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now let's hold the phone for a second. Marjorie Taylor Greene is QAnon, but she's not the only QAnon member Republican in the House. She also advocated the assassination of Nancy Pelosi and of Hillary Clinton and of Barack Obama. And I swear I do not know how she was not prosecuted. You can't do that. You can't do that. It was a couple of years ago, but I don't think the statute of limitations had expired. 5-year statute in federal law, it was more than 5 years before, I believe. But in any event, she snuck out of that. Not with Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi said, this clown will not serve on any committees. Little known fact, you know, you have Republican representation on congressional committees and then Democratic. And if the Democrats have the speakership, they have the majority, blah, 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 blah. So you think, oh, Kevin McCarthy gets to appoint everyone. No, Nancy Pelosi is effectively appointing everyone. He has simply designated who he wants as the Republican. She said, you're going to put what? Why don't you put John Wilkes Booth on there, for God's sake? No, you are not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not that clown. Not going to do it. So they're going to retaliate. Who are they going to knock off? They're going to knock off Kevin Swalwell from California, one of the best and most aggressive Democrats, especially on the impeachment issues and other issues. And they're going to knock him off. And the other one they're going to knock off is Ilhan Omar. Now, let me tell you something. On Ilhan Omar, I have said frequently on this show, I don't believe she should be on the Foreign Relations Committee. She should not be. She's the vice chair for Africa, and she should not be. However, it's not for Kevin McCarthy to knock her off. I wish that Nancy Pelosi would not reappoint her to the Foreign Relations Committee, point her to something else, point her to the Economic Dislocation Committee or something like that, but not have Kevin McCarthy start doing it. Because you know what's going to happen the next time the Democrats get in? We're going to knock off 4 or 5 of them. Mo Brooks, Nunez, Gomer, Gosser, all these clowns. Andy Briggs, Clyde. I'd knock off a dozen of them, a dozen easily. Then they'd knock off a dozen of ours. That's not the way to run a Congress. You've got to understand that if Marjorie Taylor Greene advocates assassination, you knock her off. Okay, that's it. If a Democrat advocated it, I'd knock him off. I would knock him off. But you don't start retaliating. And that is what Kevin McCarthy is doing. I got news for him. He's not going to be the speaker. Guess what? He's not going to take the House. And even if he did, they won't vote for him because he's bad news. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.